This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's a weird one. It's a weird day. It's not the best day, you know, for all of us. Some people, I'm sure, they're like, yeah, it's the best day. In case you did not know, Donald J. Trump is once again our president. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I haven't posted anything up there today. I don't know why. I just wasn't feeling it.
I'll put some stuff.
Okay, put some friendly, happy stuff. Like only good stuff, only good news. Everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's a perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show, and make sure you stay updated by checking out our Facebook page. So I wanted to start with a game. I thought this is, I mean, it's like sort of political, and then, but it's also sort of fun. So it's not that often that those two things can ever mix. So I've got a little game. And what I got was a list of Secret Service code names for the, I mean, I guess they've been using them since like the 40s. They would assign a code name to them when they're talking about.
This is not a fair game. They're called the Secret Service. These names aren't wildly publicly known information. How am I going to get anything from this list?
You'll get some. And I'll tell you why. I'm not going to make you guess the thing. I'm gonna tell you a code name and you tell me who you think it belongs to.
Are you making excuses? Yeah.
I could do multiple choice. You want to do multiple choice?
Sounds safer.
Doesn't it? Okay, so here's the thing. These are only from the last few presidencies. Like I've got Joe and Jill, Donald and Melania. And all, by the way, their kids and stuff too. They all get code names.
Oh.
Barack and Michelle and their kids, George W. Bush and their kids. And Bill Clinton. And well, actually, let's start with Bill Clinton, Hillary, and Chelsea. I'm going to give you three, and you're going to tell me who they all belong to.
I'll
give you three names, and you just assign those to the Clintons. We'll do that this way on this one, and the rest of them, I've got some other ways to do it. Evergreen, Eagle, and Energy.
Eagle is Bill.
Okay.
Evergreen is Hill, and Energy is Chelsea.
Look at you remembering all the names and everything too.
I will say Eagle for Bill, but I will flip flop and say Energy for Hillary and
Evergreen
for Chelsea.
Vinny nailed it, so Vinny gets 3 points, and you get 1 point, Maddie. All right, how about Turquoise and Twinkle? Are those George W. Bush and his wife Barbara, or their twins, Barbara and Jenna?
I'm going to say Barbara and Jenna.
Okay.
I am too.
Okay, you're both right. How about Tumblr and Tempo? Which one was George W. and which one was Barbara Bush? These are the youngers, not the original Bushes. Tumblr and Tempo.
I feel like you're Tumblr. So which Bush are we talking about?
The younger Bush, George
okay.
W.
W. Tumblr is W, and the other one is
Tempo.
Laura.
Okay. It is Oh, hey. That's weird.
What's weird?
That they're mixing up two George Bushes. Well, because you're right, the younger was the wife was Laura.
Barbara
and the twins
was
are Barbara and Jenna.
Yeah.
Right.
They screwed it up. It was Tumblr Laura or George, and was Tempo Laura or George. What did I just say? Who cares? I'm moving
okay,
on.
Okay, so he
next
said
one.
George for
George,
Tumblr. I'm going to say the opposite because you can't call the president Tumblr.
Well, you can.
Oh.
First, they called him Tumblr. They did later change it to Trailblazer.
I was
going to
say you can't call his Mrs. Tumblr. That's why I went the way I went. I'm like, you can't call her
I
that.
I honestly, and truly, I screwed that up so bad, I'm not even sure I can assign
am
points,
I the champion of that question, too?
You,
I
you
think
know what?
I am.
You are. But you're so far in the lead, I'm not going to assign any points. Okay, here we go.
What
now,
the?
Joe and Jill Biden, are they known as Celtic and Capri, Foxtrot and Fantasy, Telstar and Troy? Which one?
Oh, for crying out loud.
What are the Secret Service codenames for Joe and Jill Biden? Are they Celtic and Capri, Foxtrot and Fantasy, or Telstar and Troy?
B, Bob.
Foxtrot and Fantasy?
I'll say C, Bob.
I'm sorry, guys. It's Celtic and Capri. Neither one of you get a point on that one. Okay.
The game's hard.
It is a hard game. I didn't think it was going to be this hard. For me to deliver. It's really hard. It's hard to deliver.
What do you mean?
Donald Trump and Melania. Are their code names Manhole and Medusa, Mogul and Muse, or Commissioner and Countess?
It's B, Bob.
Mogul and Muse?
I want it to be A so bad. I'm just going to say it. I want it to be A.
Because you want it to be A?
Yeah.
No, it's Mogul and Muse. That's a point for you, Vinny.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Don Jr. Now, I assume these people are all going to get new names. You know, they've been out of the office for a while. So Don Jr., he also had a code name. Was his code name Mountaineer, Wildcat, or Showman?
Wildcat, Bob.
Big Dip. What was the second one?
Mountaineer, Wildcat, or Showman?
I hope it's not Mountaineer. That's a shame. Showman.
It's Mountaineer.
Oh no!
Ivanka.
By the way, West Virginia was one of the ones they called early. Like when it went Trump, and it was like way early. I went,
no doubt about that. Right.
Yeah. It was actually so red it lit on fire.
Yeah.
It's just a big black hole now. I'm sorry about it.
I go home with blinders on.
Mm. Oh, yeah. How are you going to handle
Service
that?
Secret Service protection. I just keep my mouth shut. I don't want to.
Say to your dad, we're not talking politics?
Oh, my dad doesn't support. No, my dad, no.
Yeah, the one guy on the show without a dad who supports Trump?
No, no. Incredible. My dad's 89. He's seen a lot of stuff in his lifetime. And
he lives
he's
in
90,
West Virginia,
actually. Just turned 90.
He's not one of the people on fire there.
No, he thinks he's a crazy person.
All right. please tell him I said hello.
He's a very reasonable man.
All right, Ivanka's Secret Service code name. She'll get a new one, I'm sure. At least some amazing thing. So was her code name in the first go-around Mantra, Marvel, or Mandrake?
B, Bob.
You say Marvel?
Mm-hmm. I'll say Mandrake.
It is Marvel. Then you are running away with this, even though it is a terrible game. Okay, Eric. Dad.
Just end it for
Dad.
Me.
Dad. Okay, was Eric Katana, Marksman, or Sandlot? Wow, you guys are really thinking through this one.
Whose turn is it? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to say Sandlot.
You're saying Sandlot?
Yeah, I want it to be Sandlot.
What do you think, Vinny?
I'm going to go A, Bob.
Katana? It's Marksman.
Oh,
that's...
How about Jared Kushner? Jared Kushner, actually, the Ivanka's husband, actually had a... I would have never thought that they'd give him a name, but they did. Was it Tempest, Millipede, or Mechanic? Jared Kushner.
It's got to be Millipede.
I'll say Tempest.
It's Mechanic.
Oh. Well, you're right. This game was fun.
Okay. I'm done with it.
Is it over?
I'm just going to tell you, Barack and Michelle were Renegade and Renaissance. Malia and Sasha were Radiance and Rosebud.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and that's the end of the game.
Here, Vinny.
You know. El campeón del pueblo. You keep forgetting to have your phone handy for that. You gotta catch him blowing the air kisses.
He's been
at some
destroying
point.
Me in these games lately, so there'll be another chance.
All right.
I love that moment in my life, though. I just want you all to know that.
Oh, we can
for
tell.
Those of you out there who are like, right. Do we got to sit through this? Yes. Can you just give me that? I really enjoy that moment.
The
How long is that?
Is real.
5 seconds at the most?
It is not even that. It's 1, 2, 3. It's 7 seconds.
Oh, 7 seconds. Mm. Well, just give me my 7. You don't know how happy that makes me.
I am actually glad to hear it because I
can you see the joy in me when I'm when that plays
of all days. Today's a day when I'm going to do as many things that will give you joy as I possibly can.
Let's do it one more time for it.
All right. El campeón del
pueblo.
Got it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. I got it on video.
Well, you did.
Yeah. I can't believe you stopped filming already. Got to get his reaction. Get that up on the Sarah
I really like
page.
That moment. Thanks, everyone. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll come up with some more dumb games so that you can have more moments like that. Well, I have the game today, unless you want to. I mean, maybe you could come up with like a feel-good quiz. Like, you know,
yeah,
a
I can come up with
quiz that will definitely make you feel happy. So I'm going to do a story here that has, I'm not kidding, nothing to do with politics. And I did have to search for this today, just so you know. So you're welcome. When celebrities aren't busy making the big bucks, some of them spend their extra time with a secondary career or hobbies. So I have some surprising celebrity hobbies for you.
Okay.
Like, for instance, Vinny is a surfer. Maddie is a vintage furniture collector. Sarah likes to eat lunch. Jim Carrey. When a gas take like what are Jim Carrey's
Jim Carrey's
hot
a painter.
Hobbies? Okay.
I think Jim Carrey collects stamps.
He's an artist. He sculpts, draws, and paints. How about Tom Selleck? What does Tom do in his spare time? Although he has nothing but spare time these days, right? Was he on Blue Bloods?
Yeah, and that show's still on.
Is it?
I've seen it. I don't watch it, but I've seen it.
Could have sworn that got canceled.
Part of the CBS old person lineup.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Got it. Sure. No wonder I don't know about
He's
it being
a farmer.
So young. Oh, look at you.
I listened to your reports.
I had never said anything about him being
yes,
a farmer.
Yes, you have.
Well, if I did, I forgot about it.
You mentioned that he was in trouble because he was using too much water on his farm.
What does he
during
grow?
During the drought.
What does he grow on
Avocados.
His farm? Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I was going to say he does mustache contests.
Does he have this story
all
in front of him?
All of you all day go in and out of this show, but I'm here round the clock.
Okay. Tom Selleck owns an avocado ranch and plants wildflowers on his land. If he doesn't have avocados growing wildflowers. This one's easy because this guy's got a whole Instagram devoted to it. Seth Rogen. What is Seth Rogen's hobby?
He does pottery.
He does do pottery. You shouldn't answer.
I just thought it was pot. He does pot.
He does do pot pottery. Mm. He actually created a company called Houseplant to sell his pieces that are mostly smoking accessories.
Ah.
He did like the little bento box of the pot smoker. Like you put your papers here, you can de-seed over here, you could put your pre-rolls, I'll stack them up over there. It's got a whole thing. Little sealed compartment for to put your weed in there.
Isn't it funny that all the things that, and I don't think it's exclusive to stoners, I think all people have that. In fact, my daughters take stuff from my room all the time. Little compartment things that you can keep. Oh, I can put earrings in this. And I'm like, I've got this thing. I'll put guitar picks in it. Mm. We all do it.
Mm-hmm.
And stoners certainly have their like, I've got my little pipe and my little whatever.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad had a workshop in our basement in East Bridgewater. And he had a workbench. And on top of it were all those plastic drawers of little like, you know, nuts and bolts and like elastic bands and stuff. And one year, and I just loved it. I would sit and go through it. And I just the little surprise inside every little drawer, even though it was like nails, you know, whatever little chunky things. And for Christmas, he got me a really small version of this little toolbox thing. It's not like a toolbox though with this latch. It's like a, I don't know, it stands up and it has little drawers in it. You'd like put it on a certain, and it was like the best Christmas present I'd ever gotten. And I just loved it. And I would put little.
What about Susie the horse? Shannon the horse. Sorry, Shannon.
She wasn't a Christmas present.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was great. I loved that horse though. But no, I wouldn't put in like all my little doll accessories. And I think I had crayons in there. It was just like, you're so right. Like it really does like hit a nerve with people. Like, what is it about us? We want our things to be organized.
I don't know.
Even like some people really are super anal about their desk, which is why it's hard when you work someplace and you don't get your own like permanent setup. Like it can actually be a hard adjustment. I know that there's people who have become like here, we have a setup like that where it's all sort of shared space. But there are people who are super territorial about it. Like it's weird to see this one person sitting in a different space and kind of side eyeing the person who walked over and sat down at her workstation. Anyway, Steve Martin, this is another fairly well-known
banjo.
He's a banjo player. He's actually won Grammys. How about Nick Offerman? Is he Parks and Rec? He's a Parks and Rec guy, but he's everything. Like that.
You know what he was in that was, I loved it, and it's
The End of Us? Yes.
No. It's never going to have another season. What was that called? It was the tech. He was a tech mogul.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not that long ago. It was like, I'd say 4 to 5 years ago. He was a tech mogul and they.
Was it set in Silicon Valley? Like,
yeah, it was supposed to, it was up in the Bay Area.
Was it Devs?
Devs.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You loved that show.
Mm-hmm.
I kept trying to watch that.
Who was behind that? There was someone. I want to say, who's the guy who wrote that book that we loved, The Beach? Alex Garland, right? Garland wrote Devs and it was good, but it'll never, I don't know why, it won't be back.
It just didn't catch fire, I guess.
I guess.
It's funny too, because it did sound like it would be right up my alley.
I liked it.
I can't remember why, but it just never caught with me. Nick Offerman owns his own wood shop. He knows how to build prop sets.
That's awesome.
And, building decks and cabins, and he just likes to, there's a lot of people that have that as a hobby, like, I think actually a lot of dudes, and I even think like your brother, like he doesn't have like necessarily a wood shop, but he has like a mechanic shop.
No,
like he can work on engines.
Yeah, he's a garage sort of grease monkey type, but I know those guys who are also master craftsmen, and it's pretty awesome. And those are guys who really can build, like that guy Kirk that I know.
Yeah,
he can build anything, and they're masterpieces. It's neat. So way to go, Offerman.
All right, next. Oh, shoot, I lost my story. Oh, there it is. How about Erykah Badu? She's a singer, in case you don't know.
Yeah, I know
singer,
who she
songwriter.
Is.
No,
what
I mean,
could her hobby be?
Yeah. It's a weird one. It's very not, it's not hobby-ish because it's people do it for a living. She's a doula. She's a trained doula. She's delivered more than 50 babies.
Wow.
I know. It's like, does she have to sort of plan her tours around the people that she knows that are going to have babies?
I don't think she tours that much.
Yeah. Well, these days, isn't that the only way a musician can make any money?
No.
Of course, I never
deliver
see
babies.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. She's just like, well, I guess I got to just go back to delivering babies. How about David Arquette? This is a weird one.
I don't know, so I'll say baseball cards.
He performs as Bozo the Clown, which he recently got the rights to.
Oh.
Does that mean that there's going to be a Bozo the Clown movie from David Arquette?
No, it just means that...
He hopes so.
Yeah, a TV show maybe again.
Morgan Freeman.
Sorry that the first thing... You know what? He was great in Shawshank, and he's been great in other things. Unfortunately, the first thing that flashes into my head is that time he was in a car accident because he dates his granddaughter or something. What is it?
Yes, what you said. I think she's like a granddaughter by marriage, though, or something.
Whatever,
right?
It is.
It's a weird, not allowed relationship.
This goes back to that thing where I understand you know, the people around you are the ones that you would, you know, look to for.
You see them the most. Oh, you're really good at cleaning. Come over here and polish this. You're nearby. Oh, yeah, that's really good cleaning.
It's like, you know, of all the people in the world, you have to get the person who's known as your granddaughter by law.
Right. It is true.
Come on, Morgan.
Why are you doing that?
Sorry. Anyway, that's what flashed through my head.
You know, that reminds me, it's like the whole Woody Allen. That's your adopted daughter.
Right.
She's adopted. You're her. Okay.
That relationship.
I will say they've been together for a long time.
I know they stayed, but that relationship began as parent daughter.
Yeah.
Always going to be creepy.
She was never my daughter, though. That's my Arnold impersonation.
No, right. That was the maid.
Right. Yeah.
So Morgan Freeman.
She was employed.
Oh, yeah. Morgan Freeman. What happened? Yeah. What's the question? Yeah.
So Morgan Freeman is a beekeeper.
Oh.
And even converted his Mississippi ranch into a bee sanctuary where only he and his granddaughter go. I made that last part up.
I don't think they're still together, but it was.
Well, we won't know because you can't get. He's trained those bees to keep people off his property.
Oh, all right.
And finally, Frankie Muniz, Malcolm in the Middle.
Race car.
Yeah. God, you know all
that. No, he's driving in the NASCAR truck series. Yeah,
he's a NASCAR driver. It's pretty funny.
He's actually a really good driver.
I will tell you something. I would have known Seth Rogen and Steve Martin, and that is it. And Vinny, I should have made the answers to
all of those.
I may have, but I forgot them all. All of them all. Let's see. Daniel Craig, he gave a three-word response over who should the next James Bond be? Who should play James Bond next?
Anybody but me.
Close. Who should play him next? Who would be a good James Bond?
I don't know.
It's I don't care. You were so close.
Oh.
He went, I don't care. It's anybody but me, which is a solid
I enjoyed him very much.
As Bond.
Yes, I did.
I didn't expect to, but I agree with you. He was like a little rough around the edges for me. I always think of James Bond as being this, I guess just because of who's played it or something. He's supposed to be like this refined gentleman who's also a badass with a gun.
And that's the first James Bond I met, which was Roger Moore, mm-hmm. and I was a little boy and I didn't know better. And then people kept saying, he's no good.
Roger Moore.
Look at the other, and then you look at the other ones and you start to, and I grew up a little bit and you get in some fights and you realize, hey, fighting sucks and it's hard and Roger Moore can't beat anybody up. There's just not, it's not believable. No.
So were you a Sean Connery guy? Or?
I went back and watched Sean, in fact, I went back and watched some of the old ones and went, oh my God, 007 hits chicks.
Yeah, there were this problematic.
I mean, they were
material.
Bad girls, sure, but still.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, they're fighters. It's hard. It's hard to someone's beating the out of you. It's hard to be like, well, I don't hit girls.
I just hit pussy galore.
There's what only is he one doing? Bond. George Lazenby.
It is not. He was only once.
Yeah, he was so good at
no.
it. He didn't have to do it again.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All
George
right,
Lazenby. That's fine. Hey, you remember the girl who wound up getting yelled at over the phone by Mel Gibson? Didn't she have another kid?
Oksana.
Bayul. No. She's not that's a skater. Isn't it?
Oksana
Gregoria.
Oksana Gregorinia.
What did you say?
Well, no, when you said Bayul, she's a figure skater.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what Gregoria
but
is
But I think
it?
Oksana I think she had a
kid. Gregoriva? Russian singer, songwriter, and pianist?
Yeah, she's none
pianist,
of those things.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yes, that's who it is.
Yeah. Okay. I think she had a kid with George Lazenby.
Oh.
Oh, that's where you went? That's why we brought
her up? Well, you brought George Lazenby. That's how she popped into my... I could be wrong. I probably am. But it's her...
Hey, that dude's old.
I know. She has another kid with some known actor. I think it's him, but I guess it really could be anyone with my Swiss cheese brain. And I'll tell you one more thing. Spider-Man 4 is going to be out so far into the future, July 2026.
Okay, well, that lets people know, though, that they're making another one and that What's-His-Bucket is the you know, redoing the role, right?
It is Tom Holland.
There you go.
He last starred as Spider-Man in No Way Home, and which, by the way, That earned $1.9 billion globally. He's actually been Spider-Man for quite a while now. He's expected to shoot the new Spider-Man next year. He's also going to do, he's doing, say, Christopher Nolan's next movie. And it goes on to talk about all the projects he's doing. But the bottom line is Spider-Man 4, whatever it ends up being named, is July 2026.
He had a nice rapport, or I don't know what you want to call it, on-screen chemistry with Robert Downey Jr. So those two.
He was so young. And
yeah,
those
they were good
ones.
Together, though. I liked it.
Isn't Zendaya his love interest in mm-hmm. these? I haven't watched any of these new ones. And how's the chemistry with them?
Good.
Oh, the ones with him are awesome.
Yeah,
really?
They're good.
Oh, yeah, they're my favorite ones by far.
Oh, yeah. They're not just the most recent ones?
No. They are really good movies.
Okay. I didn't even watch the one without A.G. What's that guy's name?
Andrew Garfield?
No, I didn't watch that at all.
Oh, I liked Andrew Garfield.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he was fun. Yeah, I love the Spider-Man.
I feel like I have
universe.
Seen one of the Andrew Garfield ones.
I don't think he did. He do more than one?
He did two. And then in the latest one, they do the multiverse.
Yes.
And all of the Spider-Mans that have ever played Spider-Man are in the movie. That's mm-hmm. a really fun movie.
Isn't Nick Cage in that one, too? Like he.
No.
He doesn't do a cameo of Superman
that's
in that
the Flash.
One?
Okay. The Flash is the one where he makes the cameo of.
This freaking multiverse, though.
It's awful.
My God. I don't. Honestly, I felt like I'll never get through this break. I have nothing to talk about except the election. No. We're fine. I'm actually really late. What's coming up in the news, Finn?
You're holding hands wrong, loser.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from The Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Houdini. Poof. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hump Day, and we're giving away money. Fall.
Hump Day?
Thank you. Fall into $5,000 a day all this week. Fall into $5,000 a day with Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and Alice at 97.3. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least an hour to get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000 bucks.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. When the needs of our society increase, Fremont Bank Foundation ramps up its support toward basic human needs, education, arts and culture, and other causes. Go to FremontBank.com today for more information. Here is what's happening. If you haven't heard yet, Donald Trump won. For all other election results, read your newspaper website.
Google it.
Sunny and highs in the 60s today. Very windy overnight. Like, I went to bed and fell asleep fine.
Yeah.
A little stressed, but I was able to get to sleep. Woke up at midnight and there was a windstorm that kept me up the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Just, and the other stuff, you know.
There were some things keeping us awake last night.
Some unsettled events, sleep. Yes. Right. Anyway. So wind probably likely again today, but, and hopefully you didn't get your power turned off.
Only good things. I want them to happen to you today.
They're saying here that Bay Area law enforcement is gearing up. They were geared up for last night as well as post-election mayhem. So they're ready for you if you're out there getting ready to make trouble. There were some, while I was watching the coverage last night of the elections, they were saying there were polls that had to shut down for a minute to check on random hoax bomb threats type things. I just really felt like, wow, that is. But they dismissed it all as just, you know, typical kid stuff, I guess.
Really? Hooliganism.
Something like that. Mm. I forget the word they used. But anyway. So anyway, the police are geared up today just in case anyone wants to go out and make trouble.
Tomfoolery.
I'd suggest you don't.
Yeah, bomb threats are never funny. And if they catch you, luckily,
none of that stuff is smart. Like even, you know, oh, yay, our team, like the guy who blew up his hand celebrating the Dodgers, someone wrote in and goes, this and the Dodgers win the World Series this year sucks.
There are people who really, I just have to keep reminding myself there are, you know, more than half the country is like, no, this is what I wanted.
There was a lot of red on that map. No question.
Yep.
Happy National Nacho Day. Sarah, where do you come down on nachos?
Well, I like them in a very specific way.
Oh, this will be good. Is butter involved? Because butter is not supposed to be on nachos.
No, butter is not involved. But right. I don't want a heap of nachos. That is not my style. I like individual nachos that are crafted to be, they take forever, but when I have the energy, I'll make, you know, four dozen of them. And it's a nice chip. The chip is very important. And then taco meat covered with cheese with some olives, and then it gets baked. And then it gets toppings on top of it. Like each individual one gets a little bit of lettuce, a little bit of tomato.
I'm waiting for redemption here and I'm not hearing it. Can you dump that? Too late to dump all of that?
I don't want your pile of crap that I have to stick my fingers into. I want like one little round of jalapeno on top of each one. I want individual, nice and neat. Well, I used to work at this Mexican place, and by Mexican place, I mean a Mexican place in Massachusetts. So it's, you know, Mexican. And actually, the guy was the first Iranian guy I ever met in my life. He was the Mexican chef. And so I loved the food there. And they would do, if you ordered nachos there, you got 10 nachos, 10 nacho chips, tortilla chips. And each one had this little, and they were so good. Just like a little, it had everything you wanted on every single one. You didn't have to reach your hand into the filthy pile of nachos, drizzled with gross cheese. So good. The end. I'm going to say I don't like nachos.
Nachos don't like you either.
Yeah.
What in the heck are you doing over there?
How do you make nachos?
You know, and like the other thing you described.
Where you just dump all the things onto a cookie sheet, put a bunch of salsa and cheese on it. You don't put them in the oven?
No.
What are you talking about? No, how do you eat your nachos?
You want the nacho cheese already melted. You want that.
Oh, you use the cheese whizzy.
Of course.
Okay. All right.
I'll eat either one.
We live on different nacho planets.
But I definitely want all the stuff in a pile on chips. I don't even necessarily need meat, but I need the cheese. I need
to have your
avo.
Hands be filthy.
I need,
oh, yeah, a little avo's good.
I want some sour cream maybe and some really hot sauce. Like, yeah. I want to have to take a knee.
Well, I like to make the hot sauce optional, and you add all whatever cold ingredients you want once they come out sizzling and delicious from the
Your individual chips.
They take a while, but they're worth it.
Don't
so
text
good.
Our number. We all know what you're thinking.
They're delicious. That's how we make them.
You were broken
that's
by
That's how we make them at the Iranian-Mexican restaurant in Massachusetts.
Mexican human has made you some chips, and that's how you like them now.
Oh, man.
You done?
I could go on, so don't
please
don't ask for what you don't want.
Anyway, it's National Nacho Day. I hope you actually have nachos and not whatever the hell she just described.
It's like neat nachos. Like, just like, I don't know. Nachos for people who don't want to stick their hand into a pile
some
of
people,
nachos.
Someone polled people and found 80% of us enjoy nachos, the good old-fashioned ones that are messy, where you have to lick your fingers, and then you still stick your hand back in the pile.
I know. Because that's, people are, it's right, you're licking all this. Ugh. You know, the first time I ever saw it, nachos your way, I went, what the F is that?
Hold
what
on.
What's going on
can
there?
Can I please just say, when you say your way, you mean the entire world and as nachos
way.
Are defined in the actual dictionary, it will say a pile of chips covered
with
all of the good stuff.
Yeah.
Not 8 individual crafted whatever the...
Turns out all you can eat really is 8. Like, that's a full serving of nachos.
Oh, my God.
Each one has all the toppings you specifically want on your nacho.
Do you want the official definition of nachos?
Yes, please.
Sure.
A dish of tortilla chips topped with melted cheese and often also other savory toppings.
Beans. Meat.
You can keep your beans. I don't need that. I want the meat and cheese.
You don't want beans?
I don't. Nope, I don't. And they're a pain to, you know, you got to go refry it if you're going to do beans on my nachos because you just have to, you know, smear a little.
Oh, because you can't balance a bean on one or two beans on the chip.
No.
They've got to be refried.
You just need just a little icing of bean if you insist. Otherwise, just have them the way I make them. I'll make a vegetarian one. It's fine. I'll use
nachos top the list of... let's see. Someone polled and found 80% of us enjoy nachos. Only 5% don't like them. Nachos beat burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and salsa and chips.
Really?
As people's favorite. Yeah. Of course, tacos beats every single thing ever.
Tacos did win the list.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. The taco's great. You know the thing about the taco is? It's small. Like, you can have one taco. You can have 4 tacos. You have them the way you want them. Little tacos.
Nachos made the top 5 most popular dishes of all types of foods.
Really? It's not even really a dish. It's more of a mess. It's more a plate
nachos,
of things that we're going to get thrown out.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
Lasagna.
Hello.
Bacon and eggs. And spaghetti and meatballs.
Are you saying those are the top 5
most popular dishes of all types of dishes of
dishes.
Foods?
Cookies are a dish?
Chocolate chip cookies. Lasagna, bacon and eggs, spaghetti and meatballs, and nachos.
Mm. Really weird.
It's not that weird.
That's a really weird list of all dishes.
I make individual nacho chips.
I like to make them individually.
One at a time.
Yeah. It takes a long time, and they're so good. I don't just bake them. I'll bake them first, heat them up, and then I turn the broiler on for a second. Like, let's get that a little browned. Let's make that golden brown. Keep an eye on that. So good.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know what? You're saying that because you've never had my nachos. Or I should say you've never had the Iranian-Mexican guy's nachos from Pancho Villa in Leominster, Massachusetts.
Oh, someone texted. Oh, I can't find it right now.
What is it?
Sarah, I think you mean Persian nachos.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. Persian nachos. Persian. And, you know, that guy never once said he was a Persian dude.
No one's ever said that except Homan.
Yeah. His name was like close to Human. I've ever since I've known Newman, I thought, what was that guy's name? It was like
Newman.
It was like Newman. Yeah, it was Newman for sure.
I can't find.
He had a communicable disease that he gave to several waitresses while I worked there.
Newman?
No, not Newman.
He's the one guy you didn't do.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, it was weird too because this one girl especially. I'm like, why did you do him? Like he had an eye that stared off into space, and he was like, he was kind of creepy. That guy had nothing to do with whether or not he was Iranian.
Was her answer drinks?
Probably. I can't remember, but she got that one disease you can't get rid of. He was
from him.
Yeah. Well, that's what she said.
Sarah.
What now?
Says 707. What street did you grow up on in EB? I grew up on North Bedford and Union Streets.
Wait, I didn't. Oh, in EB, I grew up on. I don't even want to tell you because I'll just never hear the end of it. It was called Assamaquin Pines. That's the name of the street.
What?
What?
It was called Assamaquin Pines.
What does that start with?
O-U-S-A-M-E-Q-U-A. Assamaquin Pines.
You had to write that when you wrote your address.
O-U-S-A-M-E-Q-U-I-N Pines. Yes. It was off of, I wasn't close to Bedford Street.
Oh.
I was near Pond Street and Route 106, which I think was Plymouth Street. And because it's not my first street that I grew up in, I feel that I can tell you that without compromising my security questions on all my...
I actually thought that's why you weren't going to say.
Thought, oh God, how you can't bring up Assamaquin Pines and have that just go away.
Well, you said it, and I truly just saw a mangle of letters in the front. Like, well, who's going to win this one? What is that? What?
It's just a little dirt road in the sticks.
Our preferred... Do you like holding hands? You and John?
We still hold hands. We hook pinkies most of the time. Because I just, yeah. Just,
that's it.
Right. Or I'll grab his pinky with the whole of my hand. We'll hook him or hold. I like to be in contact. Do you still hold hands?
Yeah. I like to hold hands.
Yeah.
I don't have a
kid
to.
Too. Like, you must swing the kid. She's getting big for it, but there's.
Yeah, there's less of that now. But while I think I told you this, but I was walking somewhere and my kid reached up and grabbed my hand and I was like,
oh, my heart.
This is pleasant.
Oh.
Freaking cry, baby.
Vinny.
It's nice, though. I mean, that was like one of those moments where I went, oh, my God.
How did I get here?
So delightful. Anyway. Yeah,
I think that music's too sad for that. I think it was sweet, uplifting, joyful.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
But quiet. Quiet, but joyful.
Check yoga music.
Yeah. Inspirational, you know, music to meditate to. Like,
how about this? No,
that's only when she's like, Dad, kiss me slower and longer.
Listen, stop bringing that up. It happened the one time. It was weird. Anyway, something, you know, like Christian music where it feels like you're being lifted into heaven.
Yeah, I get you.
Bring me that one.
Yeah. Oh, lift me into heaven music. Yes. On angels' wings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The skies part, the angels sing.
Back to my story.
Yeah.
Holding hands. Do you have a preferred way? It sounds like Clarkie does.
I do.
You know, wrapping pinkies. In a poll, 30% of people say they prefer holding hands with interlocked fingers. And I don't like that way.
Yeah, I don't like that
way. I feel the bones in your fingers and don't like it.
I also feel like if there was any place that you missed while you washed your hand, it's right between your fingers, you know? Like, I don't know. You know how people's hands are.
Well,
I know. Well... Yes, it is John. But in general, like, I don't want to hook
just
fingers.
For the people, if I could.
Yeah.
I'd conduct my own poll. Cleaner hands, John or Sarah? This is the girl who goes around going, I ate some germs and I'm still alive. What?
That's a good question. Solid question.
John's got cleaner hands than you is my point.
Okay. You say.
By far.
You don't know. Maybe he picks his butt all the time.
John?
Does he?
I don't know.
Why did you bring it up?
Because I don't want to interlock fingers with him. I don't want to interlock fingers with anyone. Hands are just like, just give me a little bit of your hand. We don't need to like be hand clasped. I don't want my sweaty palms against your sweaty palms. I just, You know, be happy that I'm giving you a pinky.
What's your opinion on the rubbing the inside, your palm of your hand with the finger?
Please do not do any repetitive motion on me. The end.
What are you? Are you talking about taking your middle finger out?
And just, you know, rubbing the palm.
Do you do that?
I've done it. Yes.
That's your move.
It's not my move, but yeah, I've done that.
But that's your way of saying we're holding hands, and also,
if someone has got their hand on me and they're moving, I get that you guys are all going, you know, someplace sexual, but I just cannot stand, like, even like when someone holds your hand and they're moving their thumb on you, like, I'm like, oh my God, stop doing that. Stop touching me.
Why are you sawing my hand off?
Exactly. Don't do that. Or like someone puts their arm around your shoulder and then they're like,
Sarah,
they're kind of like rubbing on your shoulder. I'm like, oh my God, what are you, my mother? Just gross. Stop touching me.
These are the people that love you that are doing those things.
If they loved me, they would know that I don't like repetitive touching. I don't want it. You're wearing my skin away. You're actually rubbing my skin on my body with your sandpaper hands. Ugh. Hate it. 800-400-3697. Are you with me? Come on. You know what I'm talking about. Like that person, they put their hand on your leg and then they're like rubbing. You're like, is this going to go on? Do I have to like slap your hand away? Ugh. And when you finally tell someone after they've been doing it for a while, like you kind of explode it. Like, stop touching me like that. And they're like, oh, I thought you liked this. You always go so still. And
you get so rigid.
I know. I thought you were into it. Like, no, I've hated it. It's the first time you ever did it. I hate it.
650 says, Sarah has dirty hands and stinky ears.
Huh. Yeah, I do have stinky ears. At least I assume I have stinky ears. They seem stinkier than other people's ears. That's for sure.
Oh, look at 408. You guys are really doing God's work today.
Yeah,
we know this.
Thank you.
We love you, Karen San Jose.
Oh, Karen San Jose.
What about her?
Karen. Karen's a tough name. I'm feeling you, and thank you for carrying on in your Karenness. Being a good Karen, I assume.
Thanks for being a sense of normalcy today, says 6-5. We did talk about it early.
You can find our thoughts on our experience
from last night. Early on in the show, and then we moved on.
Yes. We tried to, anyway. I have not moved on. In my head, I'm screaming and crying. But so happy on the outside. I can do it with a broken heart.
Sarah, do you bake your tacos, too?
Do I bake my tacos? No, I don't. But I actually do prefer a hard shell taco. And I know that that's like, when I got out here to California, where real Mexican food lives, people couldn't believe I was like, yeah, buy an Ortega taco shells or whoever makes tacos. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm buying. And I like the ones with the flat bottom, too, so I can stand them up in there and then stand them up on my plate. I don't care what you like. That's what I like. I grew up on the East Coast Mexican. At Pancho Villa and Lemonster and El Torito. El Torito was the big chain Mexican place. And it was just so, like, I look back on it now, having lived here all these years, I'm like, holy cultural appropriation. Oh my God. Like, you know, if it was your birthday, you got a sombrero and a dance. And I just look at it now and go, well, I did like your nachos, guys. And that's it. They weren't even Mexican nachos. They weren't
Persian.
Yeah, the Persian nachos.
Persian nachos. What's coming up in the trash?
I don't know, but whatever it is not going to be anything about the election.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.